Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
The enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed, on Jesus.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, today I want to share with you, for if you're like most, and I think you are, that you probably wish that God would answer your prayers more quickly. I know that I have. So the title that I've given to this teaching today is called A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray. Brothers and sisters, there is a time when we really need to speak to that situation. We need to speak to that sickness, or we need to speak to that bank account or that checkbook or your finance, whatever. We need to speak to it instead of praying about it. But you can pray and you can speak too. But God is telling us that we need to speak to it. And one of the main ways to get your prayers answered sooner that I've found is to let God do what we ask Him to do without trying to do it ourselves and without interfering with Him. In other words, even though God wants us to be specific with our prayer request, He should also be allowed to have the final authority over our situations. Friends, we need to allow God the freedom to modify our request or alter them in a way that will work best for us. I don't say, and I don't stand up here and say that I've gotten it all figured out. I don't have it all down pat. I really don't. However, the Lord has revealed some things to me about the way I pray, and that is what I'd like to share with you today. That what God has taught me about prayer is working for me. It's working in my life, and I'm having a lot more success with getting my prayers answered. One of the biggest things that God has taught me about praying is that we must always, and I'll say this again, is that we must always pray in line with what His Word says. For example, if we are praying for healing in our bodies or for someone else's body, we have to find scriptures that line up with His promises on healing. And there are many scriptures on healing. One of them, as a matter of fact, is Matthew 8:17. He says, He Himself took our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases, and with His stripes, He says, we are healed. He continues to tell us in 1 Peter 2:24 that He personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by His wounds, He says, you have been healed. And I want you to notice something here. He said, by His wounds, you have been healed. So please notice that have been, or were, is past tense. In one verse, He says, He bore away our diseases. And another one, He says, by His wounds. Some translations say, by His stripes ye were healed. So have been healed, or were healed, they're all past tense. In other words, they've already been done. Regardless of which translation you read, brothers and sisters, it is past tense. In other words, it has already taken place over 2,000 years ago. Jesus bore our sickness for us on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Your healing has already been taken care of, been prayed for, and your finances too, for that matter. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about your finances a little bit later on, because I realize that everyone listening today is not seeking to be healed. Some of you out there listening today are suffering in your finances, and we can pray for your financial help too. His Word tells us in 3 John 1:2 that He desires above all things that you be in good health and that you prosper even as your soul prospers. So let's just stop here and talk about this for just a minute, okay? If God's Word tells you that you are healed and that He has already bore your sickness for you, and His desire for you is to be healthy, and this is what His Word says. This is what the Word says. So why? I ask the question is, so why, when you pray for healing in your body, why would you say, if it be your will, when God says it is His will? You know, you may not have thought about it, friends, for I know I used to pray the same way myself. I'm so guilty of doing the very same things that I'm telling you not to do today. The Lord has revealed to me that when we do pray that way, what we're actually really saying is we really aren't sure what God's will is for us. So when we say things like, if it be your will, when we're praying something that He says is in His Word is His will, then as I said before, it shows we don't really know what His Word says about healing or our finances. As I continue to say, I used to pray the very same way myself. I am so guilty. Mostly because I was taught that way. We normally will practice things that we listen to and that we've been taught. And you probably were. I was taught that way and you probably were too. But now I know that it is not what the Scripture says. And that's what we go on, what God's Word says. And let me make this clear. There are some prayers that we pray that we should say, if it be your will. But praying for healing or your finances is not one of them. That is always, always God's will. And as we just read the Word, it says it is His will for us to be healthy, and also it's His will for us to prosper. There are some things that we need to be aware of if we're going to pray prayers that will get better results. I'm not saying that this is the only way to pray. What I am saying is, since the Lord pointed these things out to me, I'm getting better results. I'm getting more prayers answered since I have changed. Friends, we have to keep in mind that God always backs up His Word. So it's important. It's important to pray His words when we pray. So if you aren't being successful with your prayers, you might want to try praying what God's Word says about your circumstances. Another reminder I would suggest is that you don't go to the Lord praying your problem, you know. He already knows what your circumstances are. He knows what the situation's like. So we really don't want to waste our breath and time going over every detail of our situation, you know, of our problem. So for God already knows, He already knows. You want to pray His Word concerning your situation, and according to His Word, they don't have to be long prayers. I hear people sometimes, you know, they'll pray on and 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 on. And especially this is guilty sometimes when you ask somebody to say the prayer when you're getting ready to eat. You know, they just kind of go on and on and on and on. And it really is not necessary. You know, God hears you when you say a few words, so you don't have to keep praying till the food gets cold. And just throw that in. You want to pray His Word concerning your situation, but according to His Word, they don't have to be long prayers. In Matthew 6:7, in the New Living Bible, says, when you pray, He says, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. He said, they think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again and again. So for instance, if the devil is trying to bring sickness on your body, you could pray over your body and say, I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word and it has healed me. And you'll find this over in Psalms 107, verse 20. And you can say, I thank you, Jesus, that you bore my sickness and took away my infirmities. You'll find that in Matthew 8:17. You can start praying this way. You can say, Satan, I refuse to take into my body a deadly or debilitating disease, for based on God's word, no evil can come near my dwelling place, nor can any plague come near my tent, according to Psalms 91:10. You just continue to say what God's word says. And when the devil tries to put sickness on you or tries to attack you in any other form, you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name, and he will have to obey you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that your word has promised that if we ask of you, we will receive, and if we search, we will find. Knock, and the door will be open for us. And Jesus said that he guaranteed this truth. This is what he will do for anyone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. Help us, Lord, to understand that there is a time to pray and a time to speak. And I pray that when we don't know what to pray, that we will trust Holy Spirit to intercede for us and help with our prayers. For he knows more about our situations than we do. For according to his word, God who looks into our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit, and the Spirit prays for us just as God wants him to pray. Help us to understand, O Lord, that when we ask you for help, to allow you to answer in the way that will be best for us and not try to tell you when and where and how to answer our prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.